you will see that I require second initiation. And you should take, but be very strong. Try to regulate your requirements, worldly, all these things. It is called Divya Gyan. Divya Gyan means transcendental knowledge. So you should try to know all these things. And for this, you should take second initiation, no harm. But first, try to be very strong. When you will want, I will give you second initiation. Bas. Bahut ho gaya na? Now I should chant and take rest. परिष्कार करने वाले हैं, दिव्य ज्ञान को देते हैं, जो कैसे हरिनाम में रुचि हो, कैसे भक्ति में रुचि हो, कैसे भक्ति में डेवलप करें. टू गिव एनी रिलेशन विथ कृष्ण द सेकेंड इनिशिएशन ऑल द गायत्रीज आर फॉर दैट टू मेक एनी वेरी थिक एंड स्ट्रांग रिलेशनशिप विथ कृष्ण. वी आर चैंटिंग नेम बट नो रिलेशन, बट बाई सेकेंड इनिशिएशन इट विल बी वेरी strong. Krishna is my friend. Krishna is my son. Krishna is my beloved. Any mouth on, it will come.
उत्प्रेरक
क्या मान क्या?
उत्प्रेरक मीन्स
अरे दिव्य ज्ञान इसको कहा गया इस उत्प्रेरक का प्रेरक क्यों नहीं है? डोंट यूज ऑल
ओनली
दिव्य ज्ञान ट्रांसडेंटल नॉलेज and relation, pure relation, transcendental relation it gives.
बस relation को बढ़ाने में जो तेजी में मतलब forceful काम.
All those other relationships are within Madhurya Rasa, like they're all within, like Madhurya Rasa contains all the other relationships. So is it necessarily something that's fixed, or when if someone is in that relation, they can also experience all the other feelings?
He's asking, in Madhurya Rasa, all other subordinate rasas are in Madhurya Rasa.
Yeah.
So in Madhurya Rasa, does one taste also the other rasas? Is that correct?
Yes. Sometimes. Yeah. Like Srimati Radhika rebuke Krishna like friends. He can tell Krishna that, oh, message like friends. And sometimes he will do so many things. Sometimes he will serve Krishna more than mother. Sometimes she can serve Krishna more than any servant like Hanuman or others. More. And sometimes, like beloved, no one can serve Krishna like that. So Radharani, in Radharani, everything, every rasa, every mood is there. That is why Madhur Rasa. Sometimes they gamble. This is the on a friend's job, like playing. Clapping. Sometimes gopis are clapping for Srimati Radhika. Oh, Radhika, I have defeated Krishna. And then Madhumangala and all are, oh, Krishna, you should go. Otherwise they will take you. You'll have to be their servants, and they will very quickly they will take your bansi and everything, more mukut, everything. So quickly give it, come out. Everything in that. That is why it is best among all Russians. Yes. More?
I don't know.
If you are not paying something for this, then you cannot have all these moves. And then Dakshina is what you know?
Your heart.
Then you can realize. Otherwise, if you have not faith and hearing so much and not paying dakshina, quickly they will go from here directly.
You
told me to use my intelligence. So.
Now I should go to rest.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you're going to have more time in Badger, because there's actually...
You are coming there?
I want to try to
You should try to come there.
Everyone should try to come if who can make it to Badger. You should come. There will be more time, and it's a nice atmosphere as well in the country.
Can you come?
And you can ask more questions.
You will come?
When are you
In 1 week from now.
1 week from now.
About 8 days.
Tomorrow.
17 to 24.
17.
You should try to come.
17 to 24.
You can come because you have so many questions. We will try to remove all these things.
And there is so much Nai Maharaj will give so much nice Hari Katha. The atmosphere is very...
I cannot give so much nice... what I am, to my standard, I will try to be. Because I am not so much high class of... Well, like you. You should always think like your friends to me. I am like friend. I am not guru. Very simple. But I have no doubt this thing. I have no doubt.
Maharaj, you always have my heart.
No!
Oh,
thank you. No
presence! I have my blessings to you. From core of heart, I am blessing you all that you should develop your Krishna consciousness.
Personally, but what we like to do is prepare ourselves independent from society.
He is thinking about living without having to be dependent upon technology or Western society, to have self-sufficient situation.
Good day. I will help you in transcendental knowledge and all the other things. Try to be always in contact with me. Some letters, some phone, some time to time. I will always help
you. Your Gurudev is for Kovind Maharaj?
Yeah. Very good. He has good relations with me. All devotees of Gaur Govind Maharaj are with me so well. I have a special attraction for them and love for them. Perhaps he is
Swamiji's disciple. He was the first disciple to be in Australia.
Very.
And in Africa he has done...
He was Australian?
No, American. You are American. In Africa he has done so much preaching in Nigeria.
I have heard.
Yes. He wants to go there with Govinda Bhakti Prabhu.
Yes.
And prepare anything for you. Is that right?
It's a dangerous place, so I don't know how much.
Don't feel any danger.
I'm feeling for you.
If you are in home without any space that anyone comes, still there is fear. And if you are in jungle, dense forest, surrounded by so many wild beasts, so they should not be very worried. Death will come one day. Why not to embrace? Like Prahlad Maharaj. Like Isha Mashi, embraced. They thought that they have killed Isha Mashi, but he was never killed. He is still alive.
Jesus Christ.
Do you think it is a good honorable idea to live separate from society, technology, to be a self-sufficient.
But how you can give up air, water?
No, but those things.
Earth. And they are managing. You cannot give up America or world.
Yes.
Everywhere, some technology.
But so the idea would be
self-sufficient.
Like we have our own land and everything is produced there.
Okay.
We don't depend on
we
factories.
We should make environment like our bhakti. It is okay. Understand? We should create our environment so that we can chant, remember, and
right.
Taking that also helps. If you are not taking that technology of airlines, water lines, airlines, you
electricity,
to go there, here, electricity, all these things.
Gas line, building, material.
Building, material.
Money.
And how? Money pro.
Money
we'll have to take something. But we should take which are helpful for us.
Right.
And make a very separate environment for them.
Yeah, I guess the idea would be to create an environment like a where a society of devotees can live independently.
Prabhupada, means Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, tried so hard. But why all the devotees left that environment, you know? They were bound to give up. Sometimes Krishna comes, his associates comes, and they make an environment like this. And after that device, departure, again, slowly, 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 Maya comes. But you can do drug and make an environment so that it will be helpful for you.
I don't know if you remember, but some years ago, about 6-7 years ago, you had been in Bombay, and you were sitting in court, and then you flew back to Delhi, and I drove back in a taxi from Delhi to Mathura with you. So we had met you once before.
But
when you were coming from Bombay court case 6-7 years ago, you went from Delhi back to Mathura by taxi.
Hmm.
And he was with you in the taxi.
Oh. I remember something that I've seen you.
And I was asking you some questions also about marrying, and you said if you marry 50% of your devotion to Krishna, it will go to your wife. So better not to marry. So I'm still Brahmacharya.
Again?
You told him, he asked about marriage, and you told him if you are married, 50% of your bhakti will go to your wife.
Yeah.
And he said, until this day, I am still Brahmachari.
Very good. Very good. I'm happy. You should be Brahmachari. It will be helpful for you. Otherwise, you will create so many problems. I'm happy to meet you after so long time.
It's coming up to Badger too.
Oh, very good. You should come. You should come. You'll have a new energy. Thank you. Criticizing anyone, this is the best thing for you. And that is why you have come to me. Hare Krishna. Bless you. Hare Rama.
We can give you some blick, this part.
Do
we have anything?
I think you know.
Go to Melissa. She was in Vrindavan with you last year.
You have seen me in Vrindavan?
Also 2 years ago in Radharaman Temple.
In Radharaman Temple?
Yes, here in Los Angeles.
He and I brought them in. He and I were with them. Yeah.
Yes. But you meet so many people, how you remember?
But I can.
Yes.
I remember you.
We meet you, we came to see you in on your bed in the.
Radharaman Temple.
And you say we meet before many times.
Radharaman Temple, here in Los Angeles.
Yes, here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. And she?
You remember in Vrindavan at Prabhupada's Samadhi, there's one murti in bronze.
You can go here.
Well, Gauchan Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, made that. This is his daughter. His daughter, Rasa Priya.
Yeah.
And she's been having me stay with her. I've been staying with her the whole time here in Los Angeles. She's been letting me stay in her apartment.
Thank you so much. And my heartly blessings to you also. Perhaps when I met her in Vrindavan.
Yes, and
when you were some.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was one year.
Well, 1 year in Vrindavan, but two years in. Two years. Yeah, she was a little smaller.
Yeah.
She was.
And that Prabhu?
He has helped us with the sound equipment in the boat.
Oh.
All the microphone and sound system. He is friend of.
You can sit, no harm. Oh, you can sit. Because you are old one. You can also. Like her daughters. Very good. I don't want that I should be on throne and all should be.
No.
I don't. I'm very equally. Especially my sons and daughters should play here, and all.
You look very well, Maharaj. Very well.
Neil has been coming every day to hear your lectures. Morning and evening.
I see sitting there. You chant something? Little bit?
Yes.
Yes. And yourself?
She was born on Ratha Yatra Day.
So lucky.
And has graduated from a very big American university, Duke University, this recently.
Very qualified.
Yes.
She is very qualified. She's an artist.
That is why he is so gambhir. Gambhir means?
Great.
Learned persons are great. But you will have to be take admission in our university where we have lived. There is also our university. Haridas University. You know Haridas?
Yes.
We have been admitted there and we learned something. So if you are admitted in that, then your everything will be so and full. You never read A, B, C, D, or ka, ga, nothing. Chanting. And he realized everything. Even he realized what is whole world, what is Swarga, Swarga means heaven, what is Vaikuntha, what is Golok Vrindavan, like North Russia. Hey. I'm happy to meet you.
I'm very happy to meet you.
You also brought one friend.
This is Mahaprabhad.
Have you come before to hear Maharaj speak?
No. First time you are coming.
Yes, I do already.
Sometimes go to temple.
Yeah.
Hear something.
Yeah, I lived there for 6 years.
16 years?
Six.
6 years.
Yeah. Oh, Mother of the little bit.
They are also a friend of you? She has come.
Hare Krishna.
She's my friend.
Your name is?
Tulsi.
Oh, you called up this morning. Right. Right. She brought her friend. She's Tulsi?
She's Tulsi.
Yes. And she's a friend of Tulsi. It's hot here. She says it is very hot here.
Oh. Yesterday.
मैंने
यहाँ पर ये
पर्दा
भी खोल दो, खोल दो, हम देख लें, खोल दो, खोल दो, पूरा ही खोल दो, अरे खोल दो ना, खोल दो,
किस तरफ ले आप
anything to discuss or to ask?
Do you want to ask anything? I don't know what to ask.
क्या हुआ फिर बंद कर
दो उधर रूम कह रहे हैं उधर अच्छा नहीं लग रहा
What organization is it?
What organization is this? She is asking.
Hmm?
What organization is this?
It's how that Prabhu comes to be.
Answer.
Well, there's very little organization, actually. It's all happening by God's grace. This is Bhaktivedanta, Sripad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. And he is teacher, guru, and living in Mathura, India. He's a scholar, writing, giving lectures, and many people are coming and listening to him talk about God and high topics of God, how one can develop love and affection for God and love and affection for our fellow man, live in peace and harmony, and eventually, at the end of his life, go back to God. So he's come, we're taking him from city to city. We've been in Washington, New York, Houston, now Los Angeles, now we're going to San Francisco, and allowing people to come and have some exchange with him, ask him questions, and learn more about this science. It's called Krishna consciousness. You've heard about Hare Krishna?
Yes, I think I did. Yes.
Yes.
I think I was in a place a few years, quite a few years back. His picture was on the wall.
Mm. Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna's picture.
And they would make us bring a flower for three of them, I forgot now,
mm-hmm.
in a white ketchup never used, mm-hmm. and three flowers, and three, I think, apples or something. Fruit,
uh-huh.
flower, fruit, and the white ketchup. Do you know the symbolic meaning of all this?
The white handkerchief?
The handkerchief and the fruit and the flowers.
These are simple offerings of love.
Oh.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam. If you give me something simple, like a flower or a piece of vegetable or some fruit or water, then he'll accept it. So that's the
it's
idea.
It's like an offering?
It's an offering of love. Yeah. And by that offering, we grow in our love for Krishna. And this is what Gurudev is coming here to teach people.
The relationship between the God who created the world and between this God.
There's no difference.
No difference.
That's the same God we're talking about. There's only one God.
True.
Yeah.
But everybody perceives it in a different way.
That's like when you're standing and looking at a statue, everyone has a different angle of vision on the statue. Some people are looking at the front, some people are looking from behind. It's the same statue, but different views.
But God is a living God, and a statue is just a statue.
That's only an example. Best example is if we say, well, if we have a living teacher, then we can learn something about God through the living teacher. And that is the kind of teacher that Gurudev was.
God is living.
She's so intelligent.
Very clever.
Very intelligent.
Where is my partner? I lost her.
No, she's over here. She's playing a game on you. She's hiding behind over here.
I thought it would be good for her to get Krishna conscious because I don't know how many more communities any of us have, so we'll see if she experience. So she said she was up for it, so I said, okay.
What?
I hope you know.
She's saying that she thought it would be her good fortune to meet you and to receive Tulsi and to hear Hare Krishna mantra and to meet real sadhu.
I have another question.
Yes, what is your question?
I was at a meeting. If it has something to do with this, I don't know. We were chanting.
We also chant.
Oh. So I'll hear you when the time comes.
You'd like to hear it?
Hmm?
She wants to hear the chanting.
Oh.
I think she wants to hear it from you.
She says she has a chance?
She said she's been to a meeting that previously they were chanting at this meeting. She doesn't know if it was the same thing, but it seems like it might be. Anyone else have any questions of Maharaj?
For God, we see that there is very little difference or not difference in God or in Brahma or Krishna. Like same idea.
What is the one we were chanting there? Nam Yoho Rangetyo.
What?
This Buddhist.
Nam Yoho Rangetyo. Buddhist.
The
huh?
Buddhist. Buddha. Nishita Sharma.
ये पहले एक जगह पे गई थी जहाँ पे लोग कुछ कीर्तन सा कर रहे थे तो वो बुद्धों की कुछ होती है अपनी कविता वगैरह वो गा रहे थे तो वो जानना चाहती थी वो और यहाँ पे जो कीर्तन या चैंटिंग करते हैं वो एक ही है या अलग है इस पर लोग क्या कर रहे थे
कहाँ पर
ये जहाँ पे कहीं पे गई होगी पहले तो अब इसने पूछा है तो फर्स्ट लोग बता रहे हैं वो बुद्धों का स्थान था जहाँ पे गई
यू कनेक्ट टेल
The chant you heard is from Buddha. Buddha.
It is sure. So, he is so merciful. If we pray, we will glorify him by any song, by any word, then he will hear and he will be pleased. Oh God, you are so merciful. Like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are so merciful. You have given this human body. Intelligence here, heart so smooth, full of love and affection. I want to serve you eternally, so please be merciful to me. Govinda Damo
Dharma Javeti, Govinda Damo Dharma Javeti.
Like this, when we are dying, there is none to help us at that time, at the bed dead. We cannot take breath. This is full of cough.
Mucus.
And try to take breath, but we cannot do. We want to take our hands from here to there, but we cannot move our hands. We cannot do at that and anything. Then he is praying, Oh God, you are so merciful. Be pleased to me and sprinkle your mercy. Take me to your eternal abode where I will serve you. Nothing to come in this misery. Miserable world, and not to be old, not to take birth. At the time of birth, so much pain. At the time of death, so much pain. So we must pray God. He is everywhere. He is everyone in all atoms of the world. What you utter, He hears. So when you will weep and sing and glorify Him, and if you want His mercy, then weep and sing here at once. He will liberate you forever. This is our thing. We don't pray Krishna or God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, that God give me butter and bread here. Never. But we want to serve Him by bread and butter to Him. what you want, that is. Or this chain of birth and death and sufferings and sorrows should be stopped forever. This body is not myself. Something like, you are not this garment. Your body is covered with garment. So body is like garment. One day we'll have to get this garment when it will be old. Surely you will have to. So, what is God? What is soul? We can realize only in this human body, otherwise no. If you are animals, if you are trees, creepers, insects, you cannot realize this. You cannot hear all these things. So, only in this human body, you can hear something. We have some intelligence given by Lord. So you should be, try to use it. Also don't cut animals and take plates and axe because your mind and heart will be like them. If you are taking the place of hogs, pigs, your mentality, your heart will be like them. Your nature will be trained, will be changing like them. So, fish, what, meat? What is the meaning of meat? M-E-A-T. M-E-M-E-A-T. Those who will take me, then they will come as a human or anything and they will eat me. So don't take meat, eggs and all these bad things. Krishna has given, God has given so many fruits, milk, butter, curd, so many corn, so many fruit, so many things. We have never taken in whole life meat or eggs or wine or other. So if you want to be pure, to serve God, you should be like. Or only one religion is natural, and that natural is love and affection to God and to everyone. Even a dog, even a lion, even a bear, even a tiger, they have love for their wives, their children. Though they take the flesh of all, but they love. So love is natural to all. Trees have also love and these things. They want to love each other. Little creepers, they love trees. They unko aalingan karke jaate hain.
Embracing the tree. Creeper is going around that tree as if embracing that tree with love.
And they become
the love in creeper.
If you will touch a tree's leaf by this, like caressing, oh, they will be very happy. And if you will take a knife and, oh, they will...
They will be scared.
They will begin to... If you will tell dogs, oh, come on, they will come. And if you will take, oh, they will attack. So our nature, the nature of the soul, is love. We should practice it from home. We should love your mother. We should love our father. They have done so much thing for us. We should love our children's wives, not divorcing each other 20 times, 40 times, never. And if you have love, then it may be transferred to God gradually. So, if you have no love, always quarreling, you cannot have the mercy of God. So we should try to discover this love in our heart and try to practice by name chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. All the words are embodiment of love. Hare, embodiment of love. Krishna, charming baby. Very beautiful, charming.
God.
Embodiment of love. Ram, embodiment of love. So if we will be touch in touch of this love, our life will be also happy. Otherwise, not. If a man is always cruel to others, he cannot be happy.
They believe in reincarnation.
Punarjanam ke bare mein kehna.
We believe
in
reincarnation.
Because we see that two or three children have taken birth at a time. No difference of time. But one blind, quite blind, and another having no bone, this.
Backbone.
Like this. No eyes. Only some nose. Mouth very little. No intelligence. And other, he took born as a son of Clinton. No? Or a very rich person. Why these differences? Why this? In India we have seen, or in also Western countries, some remembers what he was in past life. There are so many examples for this.
Hello?
So, we believe. If we don't believe in this, then everything will be hajpach. Why one is so intelligent? Why is not so intelligent? He's like a donkey. Why? Why one is so beautiful and another is not beautiful, ugly? Why? So, it will answer that
reincarnation.
So, there are so many
examples,
symptoms, reasons, so many causes to believe this.
Couldn't you say that because the mother and father are beautiful, then the child?
We see that so many father and mother, so beautiful, their sons having so much teeth, very ugly face, having no bone, no eyes. Why? Why? No necessary. Jeev is not mortal. Soul is immortal. But by the touch of Maya, by forgetting God, he has adopted this position. Like, why one is in jail? Why? He has done something mistake, wrong. That is his jail. So we are now in jail. Jail of illusory Maya, and we are so much crushed by Maya. If you realize this fact, then at once you will pray God, save me, save me. This is my goal. So we know that our Shastra, Veda, Upanishad, have you heard the name of Veda? Very old scripture. it is written. And we realize this fact. What?
My mother recently died in September from COVID. Thank you. I really appreciate your answer. You're listening to my question. But my mother recently died in September, and I wasn't able to give her Tulsi. But he did have a ceremony, and we read from the third canto and also the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam and in Hindi. But I'm just wondering, I mean, I didn't see her get cremated, and I did shroud her with Tulsi. I didn't put it in her mouth all around her. Is she going to be okay? I mean, she did come to me in a dream, and she said that everybody looks like Krishna. Thank you. You know, she said, thank you, Shyam. That was her name. So I'm just wondering, aside, apart from that, if there's any chance for the spiritual advancement in the Loka, if she's in a Krishna Loka, or I don't know what to say. Because I didn't see them burn her closely, actually.
What is she?
माता की मृत्यु हुई है अभी कुछ महीने पहले, तो ये कह रही है कि तुलसी तो नहीं थी मैंने दी उनके,
तुलसी देती थी भागवतम का छेवा स्कंद पढ़ दिया था,
तुलसी नहीं दे सकी लेकिन छेवा स्कंद और तेरहवा स्कंद पढ़ा। यू कुड गिव तुलसी टू हर?
आफ्टर
डेथ?
After she was dead.
तो ये कह रही है कि वो उनकी स्थिति क्या होगी, हमने भागवत पढ़ा दी कोई
और
हिंदी में पढ़वा दी
तेरहवा स्कंद
और छठवा स्कंद और तीसरा
तेरहवा स्कंद कहाँ है?
छठवा स्कंद और छठा स्कंद
तीसरा और छठा मारा
तीसरा और छठा स्कंद पढ़वाया और मेरे सपने में आई वो बोलती है मैं ठीक हूँ मैं ये सब कृष्ण कृष्ण दिख रहा है
ठीक है I should tell a story for this. A king has thousands of sons, but they were killed by any rishi. They did so offenses. And in their dynasty, a good boy was there, and he served Krishna. And anyhow, he took Ganges from there, from Himalayas to that place, where they were burnt to ashes. And after about 1,000 years after that, understand? When this occurrence, they were burnt to ashes. After 1,000 years after, Ganges came, and only their bones were there, very little part. And it was touched to Ganges. And at once they liberated and went to Vaikunth.
Because they touched the Ganges, the little bit.
So, Tulsi is not less than Ganges, it is more powerful. So, if whether she is dead or not dead, if Tulsi has been touched, at once quickly she will liberate. So she has given you in dream that I am happy. So it is all right.
So
you have done so much for her. And also, Srimad Bhagavati is more powerful than Tulsi. Srimad Bhagavati is embodiment of Krishna himself. So if you have told Srimad Bhagavata and one word of Srimad Bhagavata, if it has touched his ears, oh certainly, no doubt that she has
alive been. Or dead? Alive or dead,
right?
Oh, no heart. Because soul does not die. So it will be. We have so many examples that after his death, he became ghost. Ghost, you know? Ghost means?
Ghost. Correct.
And by Vaishnavas, it was taken there in a stick. And they read Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. And after 7 days, it was liberated. So, don't have any doubt in this thing. If anyone will take this tulasi or this tilak, only one time, even in whole life, if he has told Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, willingly or unwillingly, if anyone has not uttered this name Hare Krishna, but by chance he has heard from very far away, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. He heard that so many devotees are passing through a road and he was sleeping, and at that time they were passing and chanting Hare Krishna, but he could not hear full Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Only he heard last word, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, only Hare Hare, only Hare, not even Ha, only Re. Quickly liberated. So powerful. Anyone was doing? Muslims, they don't tell or utter Ram. But if any hog, they will see, they will tell, oh, haram, haram. Haram should not come. Haram means very unpious, they think. But haram, in this word, Ram has come. No, Ram. And first is Ha, Ho, O Ram. And Krishna take it so easily that, oh, he is calling me Haram. And at once comes and liberates. No? So powerful. If you are not hearing, anywhere Harinam Kirtan is going on, and you can do pranam there, and once at once it will come. So powerful. So powerful. It cannot be realized by modern science, which is authentic, Dhamma, Yokinastic,
atheistic.
But if they have no belief, but even they will hear anyone at one time, even in their whole life, it will work. That name will work.
I had two questions I wanted to ask.
First of all, I want to give you so much thank and my heartly blessings that you have again came to meet me. I'm happy.
I did enjoy your lecture very much. You have a nice experience and wisdom. I appreciated that. But I had
my mother is hearing all these things. You are like my mother.
I am like your mother.
Yeah. So you are hearing?
Hearings.
Can you hear whatever Maharaj is saying?
Can you hear?
Whatever Maharaj is saying, can you hear?
I hear him.
Oh, you hear? Very good.
Very good.
I had some kind of surgery there. And it was some years ago.
Bolia.
Do you know surgical nails?
I'm not understanding.
What is the question?
Does he know medical terms?
No.
He's
doctor of soul, not of body.
ইজন পূর্ব সার্জারি হয়েছিল বলছে কানে চিকিৎসা হয়েছিল কানে সার্জারি হয়েছিল এখন ঠিক শুনতে পাইনি পুরো
হ্যাঁ আই হ্যাভ সাম সার্জারি হিয়ার
না ও সার্জারি
ও ইউ আর লাইক মি
অলসো
অলসো ইওর সার্জারি
ওই তো বলছে বলে আপনি কোন ডাক্তার
দ্যাট ইজ ওয়াই ইউ আর মাই লাইক মাই মাদার সন এন্ড মাদার দোজ বোথ হ্যাভ সার্জারি
লাইক মাদার লাইক সন
ইউ হ্যাড স্টেপিডেক্টমি
उस रोग का नाम बता रही है जो उसको था रोग का नाम आपको भी यही था
हाँ यस सेम सेम
माँ You have a living mother.
You are.
If you have a mother who is alive.
That mother has gone, left this world, but there are so many mothers. I also think that this daughter is also my mother. You are also my mother.
How?
All ladies are my mother. We think in India like this.
I am glad to have such a gracious son.
What? Our relation should be eternal.
So we never die?
No, but never.
No.
I have not to die. And I will also teach you a very clique that you will also not die.
A trick.
Mm. So what happens to those who died? What happens to their soul?
Oh, according to their
activities,
they will have to test their fruits in any birth. They will take birth.
So we go into the cemetery and pray to God to take that soul in His possession?
Yeah, we want. And we are trying and helping them. That is why we do kirtan, that even trees, animals, dogs, any person who don't want to hear, we chant Hare Krishna very loudly. So for that this voice can go everywhere.
For a dog?
Everywhere. And we give some remnants of prasadam, remnants of gauze, offered to Him, and so that it will help them.
But people are created in the image of God, and the dog is not created in the image of God.
Yeah.
Maharaji, bada zabardast person puch diya aaj ki manushya to Bhagwan ke swaroop mein banaya gaya hai, lekin kutta to Bhagwan ke swaroop mein nahi.
Yes. God created fishes.
True.
Like Himself He created, but He was not satisfied. He created dogs, but not satisfied. He created gorilla, you know?
Orangutan.
He was not satisfied. He even created horses, oh, very beautiful, but not satisfied. And in last, He created, man created after His own image, and He became very happy.
But are we deserving that with all these killers around?
What?
Do we deserve this with all these cruel people around us? Do we deserve to be in the human form like God?
Bhagwan ne to hame manushya bana diya, lekin humne to waisa kaam nahi.
Kya hum iske yogi hain ki nahi?
But we should try to be like that. Like God.
In those.
And if you are not going to follow Him, that He is very strong. He will punish you. And He is punishing. By wars, by bonds, by here and there.
The killers are punished.
Yes.
Just we don't know when and how.
अत्याचारी को भगवान कैसे दंड देते हैं ये कैसे पता चलेगा?
By making them quarrel themselves. Sometimes tigers take, sometimes by animals, sometimes by, in Japan, some bombs were there and all were punished.
You mean the Nagasaki and all those?
Yes. They are punished. And now they are doing same nonsense now, creating so many things.
So they make believe that people kill them.
What?
They say that not God killed them, but people kill these people by throwing the persons through the atom bomb.
Both are true. By without by the wish of God, we cannot do anything. Never we cannot do. Hitler wanted to control whole world. Napoleon wanted to crush Russians and all others. But they could not do it. They were punished and they were killed.
At the end they are the losers.
Yes. So we should try to know that anyone cannot do anything without peace. So sometimes punishing, sometimes rewarding, Krishna is doing all. So we must have some love and affection for all, that Krishna will be merciful to take us to his abode. Eternal bliss.
Because I was in Berlin the day when Hitler was supposed to be killed, I went there to Berlin, and the Soviets came first there to Berlin, and they took out all these papers, the documents of the country outside, and burned it on Alexanderplatz there in Berlin, and I was there that time. And the Soviets took the young ones, and even 8 years old, Hitler took to the war,
yeah,
because he didn't have any more grown people for soldiers.
So in their past lives they have done all these things and they are punished. No harm.
And Hitler killed himself.
Yes.
First at Eva Braun and then yeah, himself. And that's a punishment from God?
Yeah. Certainly.
And when we were going there, on the way somebody took us, German soldier, he was in the uniform,
yeah,
and they put him upside down, with the feet up, the head.
So we don't want to waste our time in all thinking these things. Falling, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.